So welcome to Thatcher Park, everyone, for our outdoor service. This is much better than last year, right? Last year we were sitting on the floor. This time we have like chairs and we're under the shade. And it rained last year. Oh, and it was raining last time too. So hopefully it's not gonna rain on us again. I don't think so. Okay, maybe by the time we're done. So actually, I want you guys to do me a favor. Like, you know, there's a lot of people who like, you know, put a lot of time and effort into moving chairs and stuff for like, for us to be able to sit here. So if you see Yingqi Shushu or Jonah's dad, be sure to thank him for doing everything for us.
Yeah.
Thank Pastor Shaw. Thank all the leaders when you see them as well. Before we begin today, I would like us to play a game, okay? You like games?
Yay!
So, I am gonna give you guys a certain situation, okay? And then you have to tell me who would you go to for advice, okay? So you're just gonna raise your hands. I'm gonna give you four choices, okay? So in each one, you have like your parents, you have your friends, you have, let's say, other parents at church or other adults at church, or no one, okay? So those are your four choices. I'm gonna give you situations of who you would ask advice for. First situation, who would you turn to for advice if you wanted to know how to ask someone out to a school dance? It could be a prom. Okay, so raise your hand if you would ask your parents.
No.
No one would ask their parents? Okay, how about your friends?
Yeah.
Other adults or parents at church? Or no one? Yeah, William knows how to ask out girls to the dance, right? That's why he doesn't need anyone's help. Sorry. Who would you ask for advice if you were failing in one of your classes? Who would ask for their parents for advice? Friends? Wow, you guys don't trust your friends. Other adults at church? No one. Yeah, because probably you guys aren't failing any classes. Who would you turn to for advice if you wanted to know where to buy the best burrito? Would you ask your parents? Friends? Other adults at church? Or no one, because you don't like burritos?
Yelp.
Okay. Okay, who would you ask for advice if you wanted to get a gift for someone special but you don't know what to get? Would you ask your parents?
Yeah, I would.
Okay. Yeah. Friends? Other adults at church? Or no one? I can see that, William. Okay, now to get a little bit more serious. Who would you turn to for advice if you were depressed? Would you go to your parents? Raise them high, I can't see. Friends? Other adults at church? Or just no one? Who would you turn to for advice if you had a friend who was going to harm themselves? Would you ask your parents for advice?
Oh, yeah.
Your friends? Other parents and adults at church? Or no one? One last one. Let's say that you are a senior and you're trying to figure out which college you're going to go to. So you need some advice. Okay. Who would you go to for advice? Your parents? Friends? Other adults and parents at church? Or no one? Okay. So you see, like, this just goes to show that, like, in our life, like, we have many situations, we have many things where, no, we can't just be alone. We need to try to find someone for help. We need to find someone for advice. We need to know which direction to go in. And, you know, this is, like, for everyone. Like, whether you're a middle schooler, high schooler, college student, or, like, even, like, a working. Everyone, at one point or another in their life, will need to try to find some advice because they need help. And if, especially if you are a Christian, you know, you're trying to live your life and honor a God that that created the whole universe, like, you would like to know, what is God's will for me in my life? So sometimes it's hard to figure out, and sometimes you need to consult other people. So this is the situation that we're in today. So sort of like comes to the question of, like, how do we go about asking for advice? Or who do we turn to? Or like, even in some situations where we just don't know what to do. Just simply, how do we ask for advice? I think in the passage that we're going to look at today, okay, we're going to be talking about this king named Rehoboam. And from his example, and it isn't the best example to follow, but we can be able to see how we should seek for advice. So if you have your Bibles, let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 12. If you don't have a Bible, you can look on with someone. Or you can just listen on. Okay, once again, we're in 1 Kings chapter 12, verses 1 to 16. Before we begin, like, there is I'll give a little bit of background. So you guys know that King Saul was the first king of the nation of Israel. Then after he died, King David took over. And then after King David died, his son, King Solomon, became the next king. And then King Solomon's son, after King Solomon died, then his son took over. And his name was Rehoboam. And this is where we leave off for today's passage. 1 Kings chapter 12, verses 1 to 16. Rehoboam went to Shechem, for all Israel had come to Shechem to make him king. And as soon as Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, heard of it, for he was still in Egypt where he had fled from King Solomon, then Jeroboam returned from Egypt, and they sent and called him. And Jeroboam and all the assembly of Israel came and said to Rehoboam, "Your father made our yoke heavy. Now therefore, lighten the hard service of your father and his heavy yoke on us, and we will serve you." And he said to them, "Go away for 3 days, then come again to me." So the people went away. Then Rehoboam took counsel with the old men who had stood before Solomon, his father, while he was yet alive, saying, "How do you advise me to answer this people?" And they said to him, "If you will be a servant to this people today and serve them, and speak good words to them when you answer them, then they will be your servants forever." But he abandoned the counsel of the old men that the old men gave him, and took counsel with the young men who had grown up with him and stood before him. And they said to him, "What do you advise that we answer this people who have said to me, 'Lighten the yoke that your father put on us'?" And the young men who had grown up with him had to him said, "Thus you shall you speak this to people who said to you, 'Your father made our yoke heavy, but you lighten it for us.' Thus shall you say to him, 'My little finger is thicker than my father's thighs. And now whereas my father laid on you a heavy yoke, I will add to your yoke. My father disciplined you with whips, but I will discipline you with scorpions.'" So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam the third day, as the king said, "Come to me again the third day." And the king answered the people harshly and forsaking the counsel that the old man had given him. He spoke to them according to the counsel of the young men, saying, "My father made your yoke heavy, but I will add to your yoke. My father disciplined you with whips, but I will discipline you with scorpions." So the king did not listen to the people, for it was a turn of affairs brought about by the Lord that he might fulfill his word, which the Lord spoke by Ahijah the Shilonite to Jeroboam the son of Nebat. And when all Israel saw that the king did not listen to them, the people answered the king, "What portion do we have in David? We have no inheritance in the son of Jesse. To your tents, O Israel. Look now to your own house, David." So Israel went to their tents. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you that it's not raining and that we can come together during this outdoor worship to worship you and to learn from your word. And Father, I pray that you would teach us. In this life, we know that we have many situations where we need to ask people for advice. I pray that you show us who we should turn to. Show us how we should go about asking for advice, especially if we want to be seeking for your will. Father, remove any burdens, remove any thing that may be preventing us from listening to you. And we just ask humbly for you to teach us. In Jesus' name, amen. So this kind of the story, you guys probably haven't really heard that much because it's in the Old Testament. It's not a passage that is taught upon like that much either. So Rehoboam, let's just like retell the story a little bit. Rehoboam was just going to be king, and all of Israel had come together to make him king. But then they have a request. In fact, it almost seems like a complaint, because they're like, "Oh, your father like seemed to be too harsh on us. He put this giant yoke on us." And like a giant yoke is just like one of those things they put on bulls and oxen to pull like a trailer or something. So it's a symbol for like this harsh burden and work on them. "You know, your father, he gave us so many taxes, and he made us do all this forced labor to build the temple and all these great buildings, and we're tired. Can you like lighten the load, maybe like be nicer to us?" And Rehoboam was like, let me think about that. Come back in 3 days. Because like he knew that if he gave in to the request, you know, they will, you know, they promised that they will serve him for the rest of his life. So he's in this situation because it seems like he doesn't want to do it, but at the same time, he sees the benefits of also honoring the request. So what does he do? He goes and he turns to, the wise old men who were his father's counsels. Because, you know, they've been with his father. They advised him on many things. They're old, they're wise. And, you know, they know the people well too. So they should know what to do. And he went and talked with them. And then the old men in this council basically said, "You know what, you should listen to the people. If you lighten their load, if you be nicer to them, they will serve you. This is what we advise you to do." And then he's like, "That's stupid. I don't want to listen to that advice. Who else can I ask? Who else can I turn to? Oh, hey, my boys, my homies, these friends, these guys I've grown up with, they've been to school with me, we played basketball together. You know, they should know what to do. Hey, so guys, what do you think I should do in this situation? You know, these people come up to me asking me to be nicer to them. And they're like, hey, I think you should be harsh. You know, you should show that you are even more powerful than your father, Solomon. You know, just say to them, your little pinky, your little finger, is much bigger than your father's thighs." So just picture it. If his pinky was bigger than his father's thighs, imagine how much bigger that he actually is. And he said, "No, we will increase your burden. And also, my father like used whips on you. I will whip you with scorpions." Who whips people with scorpions? But actually, like apparently scorpions is supposed to be a reference to a type of whip that have like deep shards of glass in it. So, I mean, either way, both ways is kind of bad. A scorpion sounds cooler though. And he's like, Yeah, you know, thank you. Thank you for that advice. I think I will do that. So 3 days later, when the people of Israel come back to him, and they wonder what he was going to say, King Rehoboam said, you know what? I'm not going to listen to you. I am greater than my father. I'm going to show you that I am. I'm going to increase your burdens. You're going to do more forced labor. There's going to be more taxes. And all do you know what happened to these people? 10 of the 12 tribes of Israel basically rebelled and left the kingdom. The kingdom split. So Rehoboam became king of just like the northern tribes in Judah, or the southern tribes. And Jeroboam became the king of the rest of the 10 Israelites, or the 10 tribes of the Israelites. So there was a negative outcome. There's a negative consequence on this. So what can we learn from this story? So the main question that we're answering today is, how should we ask for advice when we want to try to determine God's will? How should we ask for advice when trying to determine God's will? And we'll see there are two ways that we should consider, and then also two ways that we should avoid. Okay? Two ways to consider and two ways to avoid. So the first way is this. We should consider seeking advice when you want to do something that you know you should not do. So we know that in general, the times that we want to seek for advice, like the obvious reason is like we're trying to make a big decision and we don't know what to do, okay? So that is something that is worth seeking advice for. But this other thing is also important to seek advice from. Seeking advice when you want to do something that you know you shouldn't do. Remember King Rehoboam? Like, if he really wanted to be nice to the people of Israel, no, he would have said it right then and there. Why would he send them away for 3 days and then to come back later? Imagine if someone had came up to you and said, can you be nicer to me? And then you said, let me think about that. Come back in 3 days. Like, I think in his heart, Rehoboam was already set on not being nicer to them. But he knows that it's something that he shouldn't do. When I was in high school, there was this leadership program that I had attended at some university. And this is like not only for leadership, but also for engineering. And it was all these kids from all over the country come together. They're interested in engineering. They're interested in leadership. And they do all these projects and such, just sort of like a summer program thing. And you won't believe how many nerdy kids there are in like one place. I almost felt like I didn't fit in, right? You guys don't think I'm nerdy. Hopefully not. But so there's this one guy that I met, and like we were like dorming together, because like this is a part of the university. And in the common area, there was this giant vending machine, okay? And I kid you not, I don't know how this kid like did it, but he was somehow able to like hack the machine to be able to like dispense free soda. I mean, like, how did you do that? And you know, it was very tempting for me to like participate and like get the free soda. Who doesn't want free soda? But there are like some big consequences to that, apparently. Like if you steal, like I guess if you steal or do anything wrong, you could be like kicked out of the whole program and sent home. I guess I didn't want that to happen to me. But you can tell that at that particular moment, I was really considering taking the soda. So I know like, taking the soda is like something that seems kind of small, but like there are other situations in life which will have bigger consequences. Like what if you were tempted to, somehow you were able to get answers to a test before it was given? Like if someone found out that you were cheating, then like you could be expelled. So it's in those moments where we want to do something that we know that we shouldn't do, those are the times that we need to seek for advice. You know, we don't want to be harmed. We don't want to suffer. We don't want to hurt because of the consequences of those actions. At the same time, we want to learn and we want to grow and know what to do. God has a moral will for us. And that moral will is, you know, of course, to do good, to obey Him. So when we're trying to figure out what's God's will for us, especially if we are a Christian, then we would want to consider seeking advice when during those times when we know that we're tempted to do something that we shouldn't be doing. So recognize your shortcomings. Recognize those points and those places where you know when you are tempted. And recognize when you need help. So that's one thing to consider. The second thing that we can consider in this passage comes from, I guess, basically the question of who should we turn to for help? You know, we established that we need, that there are times we need to seek for advice. Like when we need to make a big decision, or even when we are struggling with something, especially doing something wrong. But who should we turn to? What did Rehoboam do? No, I think he made the first right step, which was turning to the wise men who had counseled his father, King Solomon. And once again, these wise men, they knew what was the situation. They were more experienced. They were older, and they can be able to give more wisdom in terms of what King Rehoboam should do. Let me ask you, if you wanted to get in A in a class, wouldn't you ask for help from someone who had also taken the class, and not only taken the class, but had gotten in an A? Because they've experienced it. They've been through the situation before, and they know how to advise you. If you, let's say you are having trouble in a dating relationship with someone, and you would want to know, how can I have a good dating relationship? Oh, I know. I'll talk to this guy. This guy has had 10 girlfriends. He must be very, very experienced. Yeah, maybe with breaking up. But you see, this guy who has been, wouldn't you want to ask someone for advice, who has basically one girlfriend, or someone who knows how to keep a relationship and improve on it? Let's say that you're having problems with your marriage. You want to know how to keep your marriage going for many, many years. Wouldn't you ask for advice from a couple who has been married for over 40 years and not a couple who has been married for just 40 days? In this situation, you should ask for their godly counsel. What did they do? How did they consult God? How did they obey Him? So this is the second thing to consider. We should consider seeking advice from godly people who are where you want to be in life. Whatever you're trying to figure out, whatever you are struggling with, whatever you want to try to find advice for, go to those people who are more wise, who has been through it before, to be able to help you, guide you in the right direction towards God's will. But you see, Rehoboam, unfortunately, he did not do that. He turned to his friends, the young men that were with him. But I mean, I guess, what is wrong with asking our friends for advice? No, actually, really, nothing. Nothing is wrong. You can ask your friends for advice. But there are some things to be careful of, or at least that you should be aware of. Because, if you're asking someone who is your friend, your friend is likely the same age as you, right? They've experienced the same in life as you. They've grown up in the same situations that you have been. They have the same type of thinking. So, yeah, you can ask your friends for advice, but keep in mind that, they might just give you the same advice or the same solution that you were thinking of. You're just basically trying to find some sort of confirmation. If you really want to know what is God's will for you in this life, or if you want to know what is the right direction that you should go, then it's better to consider asking someone who is a lot older and who's a lot wiser. I guess with the young friends, imagine if you were blind, okay? You can't see anything, and maybe you can close your eyes and try to picture it. And you're trying to get from one place, let's say like all the way down there to the other side of the field. So you tap your friend on the shoulder and ask, hey, do you think you can help me? You can help give me the right direction to get to the other side of the field? Turns out they're blind as well. So they're not going to be like as much help. They see the same thing as you do. So I'm going to ask you guys, do you have anyone in mind who you can turn to, someone who is godly, for advice on anything, especially concerning like trying to figure out what is God's will for you? If not, can you think of someone? I encourage you guys to really consider finding a mentor or someone who can be able to disciple you in the right direction. So far we talked about two things to consider when trying to seek for advice. Okay, we talked about seeking advice during the times when you are tempted or when you want to do something that you know that you shouldn't do, in addition to like trying to make those big decisions. And then we just talked about considering seeking advice from someone who is godly, someone who is where you want to be in life. So what does this passage teach us in terms of what to avoid? What to avoid when seeking advice? Here's the first thing to avoid. Avoid seeking advice to find someone to just agree with you. You know, King Rehoboam, like, yes, he went to the wise men first, the old men, and then he rejected their advice, and then he went to their friends, and then he found like what he liked in their advice, in their answer. And I bet that for whatever reason, if his friends didn't let's say that they didn't tell him to be harder on the people of Israel and increase their burden, if they didn't say that, I bet he would have tried to turn to someone else to ask for their advice. And the next person, until he has found someone who agrees with what he had wanted to do and had given that advice. I mean, we can do that as well. Let's say that you're trying to find advice on, on what?
To buy something
like what?
Like shoes.
Actually, very, funny. I was actually going to talk about shoes. There's this father that I know, okay, and God bless him. Like he has many daughters and a wife. So, and he would often take all of them, like to the outlet to go shop. And you know, imagine how much patience he needs to when you're shopping with women. So they were in a store, and it was a shoe store, and they were trying to figure out like which shoe is the best for this particular daughter. So they started with like a bunch of shoes, like probably like 10 of them, and they were considering, which one fits better, which one looks better, what would go better with what outfit, and they spent hours upon hours trying to pick and choose like which one is the best. Soon they were able to limit it down to two shoes. The debate intensifies because there's only two left, and the father's still like just standing there waiting for them to make their decision, pay for the shoes and leave. Guess what? In the end, they decided, you know what, both of them don't look good. We're not going to buy any of them. So you can imagine like how the father was feeling. You know, we just wasted all this time like trying to pick out like what is the right shoe for you. And you just don't want to buy it? So eventually they go to a different store and then they were able to find a good pair of shoes. So I tell you this story because when we try to seek for advice, it's almost like we are doing advice shopping. We're going from people to people trying to ask for advice for something. And I don't like your advice. I'm going to ask someone else. I don't like your advice either. And then you get to this one person who's, who who gives you some advice. And that was exactly what you had wanted to do from the very beginning, even though you know that that's probably something that you shouldn't be doing. And be like, you know what? Thank you very much. I like the advice that you're giving me. Thank you for helping me. You know what? I think I will listen to you. See, when we're trying to seek for advice from people, we shouldn't have this type of mindset, this advice shopping. Why? If we are doing advice shopping, we're not really asking for advice. In a sense, we're just trying to find someone who can agree with us. You're not really trying to figure out what is God's will for you. You're not trying to see how you can learn and grow in your situation so you can make better decisions in the future, or that you can be able to advise and disciple other people. We shouldn't have this mindset of trying to find someone to agree with us. So that's something that we should avoid. And I think in this passage, there's going to be one more thing that will teach us that we should avoid when trying to seek for advice. And that is pride. We should avoid pride. Rehoboam, King Rehoboam, was very, very prideful. He had wanted to be greater than his father, King Solomon. So that's why, from the very beginning, he was set on increasing the taxes. He was set on doing more forced labor. It was also because of his pride that he rejected the counsel and advice of the old men. Because you know what? He's basically saying, I think I know better than you. Now, in some ways, isn't that what we have to go through as well? If we want to seek people for advice, especially in the right direction, we need to humble ourselves. We need to get rid of that pride. For some people, it's because of the pride that we don't even ask for advice in the first place, you know? Because you don't want other people to look down on you. Oh, you're going through this problem? You're so weak. Like, you're so helpless. Sometimes because of our pride, we don't want to ask people for help. But let's say that we do ask people for help. It also takes humbleness to be able to accept their advice and accept their response. That's why we should avoid pride. So let me wrap up, just to summarize everything that we've learned from this passage today, through the example of, or at least the negative example of King Rehoboam. We were trying to figure out, how should we seek for advice, especially when we're trying to determine what is God's will for us. So two things that we should consider. Consider seeking advice when you want to do something that you know you should not do. And consider seeking advice from godly people who are where you want to be in life, who are more wise, who are more experienced. And the two things to avoid when seeking advice: avoid seeking advice just for the purpose of finding someone to agree with you, because that's not growth. You're not learning anything. And finally, avoid pride. We should be humble when seeking for advice. I'd like to close with this story. Last year, during last summer, I made a trip to Buffalo to visit my girlfriend Joyce, and I was looking online for certain places that we can go that seems a little bit more like, you know, romantic. So there's this park that I found called Glens Park. It's really beautiful. There's this giant waterfall that's there. There's a lake with the ducks, and you can be able to feed it, which I don't think you're allowed to feed animals. But still, it was a very romantic place. You can be able to walk around. So I am driving Joyce to this park, and I just put the address in my GPS, and I'm trying to figure out where to go. When the GPS brought us to the destination, apparently it wasn't the exact location of where the park is. So I didn't know what to do from there. So I spent a lot of time like driving around trying to figure out where the park is, but it was really, really hard to find. And you know, she's saying, Maybe you should stop and ask someone for directions. Okay? No, I think I know where it is. I think I know where to find it. It didn't really happen. So I did end up like stopping someone and pulling over and asking them for direction. Oh, it's just like right over there. Just make this corner. So it was there all along. And I guess if I hadn't asked for directions, if I hadn't asked for help, I wouldn't have gotten to that destination. So what's the point of me closing with this? Just like in life, we're trying to go places. We're trying to move on, and especially get to the to our destination. We want to know what God wants for us in our life. We want to know what is God's will. But we can't just go by ourselves. We need to, ask for directions sometimes, right? We need to seek advice from other people. And in order to really seek advice or ask for directions, you must not be prideful. You must not reject like the counsel that they give. Or else like you might end up being hurt or having regrets or even suffering. So when you seek advice in the right way, and you really have a heart to want to know what's God's will, you really have a heart to want to grow and learn from Him, then we will get to our destination, that beautiful park, that with the beautiful waterfall. Or in other words, being able to know what is God's will for us. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you and we thank you that we can have this chance to be able to learn from your word and learn how to properly ask for advice. Help us to understand like that we need to ask for advice. You have placed people in our life to guide us in the right direction towards you. And Lord, when it feels like we don't have anyone else, we know that you are always there. The greatest advice that you can ever give us is actually found in your word. You have given us your word so that we may know you more. I pray that we will never forget that. Please continue to be with us during the rest of this time as we break up into small groups, as we enjoy the fellowship that we have with one another. Help us to encourage one another. Help us to be able to disciple one another and maybe even find someone to mentor and disciple us if we don't have that person. Father, you are a great and holy God, and we just want to praise and thank you for this beautiful day and everything that you have done. We lift up these things in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen.